Farming in the Great Corn Belt highlights nearly 200 years of farming in McLean County, incorporating hands-on and digital interactive installations to show just how challenging farming is in central Illinois. The exhibit is co-curated by the museum's Susan Hartzold, who worked with agriculture expert Don Meyer to bring the show to life. Over 3 years in the making, Hartzold says, in order to tell the story of farming in McLean County, the curators had to settle on what were the important themes, starting with the land itself.
What made it so rich? Why did farmers want to come here to farm? Because that's why people who settled in McLean County came here. They came to farm. Well, and of course, we have very rich land. It's affected by the glaciers. That's one of the reasons why the soil is so rich here, as well as the plants that grew here.
So as you walk into the exhibit, right to your right, we learn about what was here originally, which is all the prairie plants.
And as you can see from the model we have of prairie plants, the roots are very deep.
They are. Those. What are those, like
five feet? 6 feet. But it's the plants and that seasonal change of growing and dying back and growing and dying back that helped to make the soil so rich. But those roots also made it very hard to plow. When farmers first came here, they didn't think the prairie was farmable. They would settle along the timbers, and they would farm the savanna areas. And the tools they were using during that time period, the moldboard plows, were made of iron, and the soil stuck to them. So it wasn't really till the steel plow was developed that turning the soil and breaking the earth for farming in the prairies became more doable. So that was one challenge that the farmers faced when they arrived here. The other challenge that they faced was that a lot of McLean County was swampy.
Swampy?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So when draining technology arrived, after the railroad arrived, with lots of German immigrants, they began to tile the land, and it eliminated the swampy areas, and so that made more land available for farming.
Well, I see you have some tools here right next to these extremely long roots of the prairie plants. Are these original tools to some of the original settlers?
Yes, they are. And what this story is about is why did farmers settle on savanna? And that's because they were close to the trees, and those were all the resources that they needed to get started as farmers. So they could build buildings, they could build cabins, they had fire for making food.
So why did farmers in McLean County decide corn and soybeans were the way to go? Because we are renowned for our corn and soybeans here.
But when they arrived here, that was not the case.
Yeah.
We are definitely a two-crop system right now. But when farmers first arrived, they were doing very diverse farming. So they weren't farming soybeans. They were farming corn and oats and wheat and rye and hay. They were raising cattle and hogs and chickens and ducks because in that pioneer period, they had to be pretty self-sufficient. One of the things that we do in this particular exhibit is use technology to tell that story and to entertain people a little bit, because the rooster that's sitting in this gallery is starting to get a little annoying, so we're going to move away from him.
So now we're moving over here.
So this is a grain bin.
We're
about to enter our grain bin theater, where we have a video that really helps people to understand why we went from such diverse crops, the corn, the hay, the wheat, the oats and rye, to just two crops right now, basically corn and soybeans.
And can I just say, I think it's wonderful that the seats in here to watch this video are all from tractors. So tell me how you went about organizing all of this.
Well, one of the things we wanted to do is help people to understand the changes in technology and the changes in practices and the changes in costs over time with farming. And so we approach all of those things in two different ways. One is the more direct way. So let's go back over where our rooster is crowing. We have some farming equipment.
Wow, these really go back.
Lots of information about what farmers were doing when they first came here, when they were using hand tools and horses. You can see a cultivator that's from the 19th century, as well as a small grain drill from the late 19th century, and a two-row John Deere corn planter from the early 20th century that were loaned by Funk Prairie Home. But here again, you can start to see how equipment changed over time. And if you look at our exhibit panels and the stories that we're telling with these items, it's about farmers in McLean County, but you can see that transition from hand tools to mechanization, horse-drawn equipment, equipment that the farmer could ride on, eventually to tractors and the elimination of horses.
That's why they didn't have to grow hay anymore.
That's exactly right. And on to, after World War II, really advanced equipment that allows farmers to gather lots of information while they're farming, as well as to do it more efficiently and more profitably.
Well, it's just jaw-dropping, just in 150 to 200 years, how much the technology changed.
Almost 200 years, and not only did the technology change, but the cost changed dramatically. So those are the kind of things that we're helping people to understand when they come into this exhibit. A really fun aspect in this area is a touch screen.
Yeah, speaking of technology, you've got some really great touches.
So visitors can come in and use this to pick a crop.
Soybeans, corn, hay,
and pick out whether they want to look at the equipment for planting, cultivating, or harvesting.
Let's look at soybeans.
Okay.
Okay.
And now it's showing you four videos of plowing the ground from four different time periods. So you can compare. So here we've got a farmer with a plow behind a couple horses. Then we've got a farmer with a small tractor doing a couple rows.
So technology was really important in farming, not just out in the field, but with regards to computers. Computers have changed the landscape of farming then.
Yes. So one of the things we talk about a little bit is the cost of land, and you'll see that spread out through the exhibit, you know, how expensive farmland was, because when frontier people first arrived, and after the land was surveyed, and it was, I mean, so some people came before the land had been surveyed, but once it was surveyed and they were selling the land, it was $1.25 per acre. They had to buy 160 acres and they had to pay cash, but it was a good price. Now today, farmland is much more expensive, and it comes and goes and gets higher and lower, but that's a big challenge for farmers today, especially if they're interested in getting into farming and they aren't associated with family farm. It's really hard because not only the cost of the land, but the cost of equipment.
Susan, has there been an artifact or a story that came out of your research that really delighted you or really made you learn something interesting and new?
Well, I have to admit, because my area of expertise is textiles, that one of my favorite pieces in this exhibit is Isaac Jones's go-to-town suit. Isaac Jones was a farmer in the Lilly area of Western McLean County. He arrived here in the 1820s, and he died about 1840. And this was his suit.
It looks like it's denim.
It's homespun denim, and this is what he would have worn to go to town.
So maybe that was what he would go to church in,
as well,
you know,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
But we also have his ox yoke.
But we don't have his ox.
No ox. But these other pieces of equipment that are featured here are from the Orndorff family, who came in 1823. So we have their plow. We have their cradle scythe. We have a grain flail for removing the seed from the harvested wheat. So one of the things we wanted to do is give some context to some of this equipment and what was going on during the time periods as well. So we're looking at the frontier period, but we also look at what happened to farming as a result of the railroad arriving here, because it had a dramatic impact. Lots of immigrants, lots of new labor coming in, lots of people who came with skills, some without skills, but these people, a lot of them got to work on the farm, and a lot of them eventually did become farmers.
Here we have some old ears of corn, and there's a couple of devices next to it, a husking pin and a corn husker's thumb protector. These are circa about the turn of the 20th century here.
Well into the 1930s and even later, farmers continued to pick their corn by hand. And in fact, it became kind of an event thing where they would have corn husking competitions in McLean County. But these are the tools that the farmers would have used to pick the corn off the stalk.
You know, I have to imagine that back then in 1900, doctors had people coming in with cases of corn husker's thumb the way people have texting thumb today.
I would imagine that that is correct.
When people come to this exhibition, what do you hope people get out of it?
Oh, there are a lot of things that I really hope that visitors to this exhibit get. I really hope that they begin to see how much has changed in the last almost 200 years in farming.
Here in McLean County, we've grown up with cornfields on one side of us, soybean fields on the other side of us, but other people locating here maybe they don't have an appreciation from larger cities about the importance of agriculture in this area.
Which is really key to this exhibit, is helping people understand that it's been going on from the beginning here, and that despite the fact that they think farmers have it easy, that is not the case, and it has never been the case. It's hard work.
That's curator Susan Hartsold from the McLean County Museum of History. Farming in the Great Corn Belt is currently on view in the museum's Franklin Family Gallery. I'm Laura Kennedy.